give you confidence that you've had success against a certain team?
Those games are in the past.
Yeah.
Just got to have confidence every week, and that starts by building up in practice, going out to practice, working hard, competing versus your teammates, going out and making sure you're doing the little things right during the week so you're prepared and ready to go on Sundays.
How different does this defense look? I know they added a couple of different pieces to make them a little bit more quicker around the edges.
They look solid. They're a very good team. They're physical, and they come ready to play. They're physically and mentally prepared all the time. They can tackle. They can make big hits. So we just got to be ready to come Sunday.
Can anybody stop this team?
Anyone can be stopped. I didn't give it Sunday. Everyone has great players on every team. As a team, we just got to focus, prepare all week, make sure we're ready, and anything can happen on Sundays.
I've heard of this season referred to as the Gronk U Tour for this team, what this team wants to do, send a message to the rest of the league. Is any of that happening?
We just take 1 week at a time, and whatever team we're facing, that's who we're focusing on. And it's this week, it's the Colts. We're just putting everything in the bag versus the Colts, just preparing hard as we can. And when Sunday comes, we got to go out and execute as a team.
How big of a loss is losing Nate Solder, not just on the field, but also in the locker room as a leadership?
Yes, he's a big loss. He's a great player. He comes in, works hard every single day. And he's definitely going to be missed, and he's not a player that you can just replace. So best of luck to him in his recovery, and can't wait till he comes back.
Obviously, the big plays we see you make are the touchdowns and the spikes, but you take a lot of pride in your blocking. So this team has a sort of next man up mantra, even though that's not your position. Do you sort of take that personally when a guy like Nate goes down?
He's a great player and a great guy. You just never want to see someone go down. No one on your team, especially a player like Nate, with his size, his athletic ability that he brings to the table. Next guy just got to step up, the offensive line, myself included. So everyone has to come together and step up.
How much pride do you take in that aspect of your game?
Definitely. Blocking-wise, it's all part of the game. It's all part of being tight end. Definitely got to take pride in being able to block and also receiving. Just like doing both, like the balance of both, and like playing position of tight end.
Would you like telling us what's really on your mind? Or do you like to pop the comedy line here? Everybody hears that one in the week. The attitude. Every week it's just another team. Doesn't matter.
Yep, the company line. That's what I give.
It's easier, huh?
Yeah, it's easier, for sure.
Keeps you out of trouble.
Keeps me out of trouble. I mean, I won't. That's why I say it. Keeps me out of trouble.
You know, I like trouble. What a surprise.
Yeah.
Like
then keeps me focused on the team I'm playing this week. It's the truth, though.
But every week you have different things that motivate you, I'd imagine. So is there anything specific this week that is motivating you and or the Patriots?
I mean, every week we just want to win. So that's what the motivation is, coming in, preparing the whole week, and going out there. And when you prepare all week, you put everything out there on the practice field, you're in film, you're preparing your body mentally and physically. You just don't want to go out there and not compete on Sundays. So that's the motivation going out on Sundays, is just putting everything you did all week and go out there on Sundays and execute and feel good about yourself, going knowing that you worked hard all week and went out and competed on Sundays.
You say fans, you say it keeps you focused and that really works for you. Fans think that something motivating from last year would be good motivation, but it sounds like you're saying if you did that, it would be more of a distraction rather than a motivation.
That was crazy what you just said.
Well, you said when we suggested the stuff last week.
You should ask Coach Belichick that one. Hell of a good answer.
I mean, you said thinking about, you got to think about this week for your motivation when we talked about using last year's motivation.
Oh, that's in the past, so.
But would it be more of a distraction if you let that motivate you or let that get in your mind?
I don't know. It's a whole new year. It's a whole new team. They have a whole new team, a lot of new players. So it's just, you just gotta see what they're doing now. You watch their film this year and everything and see how they're executing, how they're playing. And, you just gotta prepare this whole week and go out because it's new season, new game, and a new team. So we gotta go out and be ready.
Does
as much different personnel as they have, is there a way to expect the unexpected and prepare for that?
You got to always, you don't really prepare for it. I mean, you kind of adjust for it on the fly during the game, but you just got to expect anything at any time.
What is it about the way that your coaching staff prepares you guys that you're able to adjust? It's easy to say you can adjust on the fly, but it's another thing to execute it on.
Just going out and just doing your assignment. Every individual just going out and doing what they got to do. If I just go out, do what I got to do, no matter what the defense is showing, no matter what's going on, and I'm doing my job personally, I mean, everything should keep on flowing still, even if it's not, even if they haven't been doing what they've been doing all year. So just got to go out, execute, and also play the game of football. I mean, it's not all about knowing what to do. Sometimes you got to take skill sets take over in the game of football, and you just got to make plays and see what's going on.
You see Jamie Collins every day on the practice field. What is it about his game? Is
He's just got super athletic abilities. He can jump high, he can run fast, he can cut, and at his size, at the linebacker position, it's super impressive.
How rare is it for someone like him to be able to do all three phases, rushing the quarterback, defending the run?
It's super rare, and that's why he's one of a player. The abilities that he has to rush, cover, to drop back, whatever it is, make the tackle. His athletic abilities just allow him to do it all.
You can drop 50 points on these guys?
How many points we ever put up, we put up. I mean, we're trying to score every time we touch the ball. I mean, we don't like punting. We like to go out there and put up points as an offense. All right.
I got to get ready for practice.
Thank you.